As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's our 3 o'clock theme song. Crowder, you've been gone a while when we debuted this song, but we play it every day at 3 o'clock, courtesy of our friend Georgie. Georgie Music with a K. He was at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Introduced himself to all of us, said, hey, I'd like to make a song for you guys. And a couple days later, got that, and it's a banger.
I was out, but I think it was last Thursday or Friday, I was in the car listening to y'all, and I heard the song, and I was like, damn, they just said my name in that song? Oh, this is our song. I didn't see the intro.
Miami to Boca. McRib in your Boca. My line, man. We're giving that to DBJ this year. So, breaking news, Tom Thibodeau gone as New York Knicks head coach. We've got something to talk about tomorrow with Zach Gelb. Wonder how Knicks fans are going to react to this. Because I saw, like, Mike Greenberg tweet out, terrible decision. I'm perplexed by it. I really am perplexed by it. I mean, you go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know. What is it, just what? Solana, Tibbs' style of coaching, just coaching players to the bone.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the best season the Knicks have had in my lifetime since 2000. Right. Since 2000, I should say. They've made it to the playoffs 4 of the last 5 years. I mean, it's shocking. It really is. I guess you know that's the argument, right? Like, the locker room isn't really thrilled with the idea that they have to play more games than literally everybody else in the NBA.
Yeah, no, he was up for deserved criticism during the playoffs because he was killing his players. Yeah. But, man, the result was there. They were almost in the NBA Finals.
But you know, are the Indiana Pacers, we were talking about this yesterday, are the Indiana Pacers a legitimately great team? No. So
no.
That front office could be saying, hey, we got you Mikal Bridges. We got you Karl Anthony Towns. We got you the talent that should have been good enough for you to go beat the Indiana Pacers in the conference finals, and you fell short of that. So, yeah.
And I'm no Pat Riley on this topic, but I watched that whole series. His rotation was nothing. And Jalen Brunson dribbling the ball for 20 seconds every possession can't be what you want to do offensively for 7
games.
That's
fair. Like, that's fair. You might look at that as, you know, the owner and go, hey, I this is Jalen Brunson just being Jalen Brunson. What are we doing here? Maybe if and you might be able to make the analogy with the Panthers winning the President's Trophy, but not getting to the Stanley Cup, and then them making a coaching change where we were all shocked. Like, what? You're going to get rid of Andrew Brunette? Like, He did a good job. So maybe there's something there. Tim Reynolds tweeted out, this is wild. So longest current tenure with their teams, NBA head coaches, Eric Spoelstra was hired in 2008. He's the longest tenured head coach in the NBA. Steve Kerr was hired in 2014 by Golden State. and the next three longest tenured NBA coaches are Billy Donovan, Tyronn Lue, and I don't even know how to pronounce the Oklahoma City coach's name.
Mark Dagno.
They were hired in 2020. Those are like Spo. I mean, I'm a big fan of stability. Spo, hired in 2008, is the longest tenured head coach in the NBA by 6 years.
That's wild. What is it? Six, yeah. 11, and then three?
Wild.
Four? Yeah, that's the coaches. Is it because you can scapegoat a coach financially easier than these players you're paying $50 million a year to?
Oh, for sure. If you feel like changes need to be made, it's very easy to fire a coach or relieve a coach of his duties. There's a lot more involved in trying to revamp a roster because, I mean, you can fire Tibbs. You don't have to worry about dead cap. You don't have to worry about matching his salary for the next one that you bring in. Like, there's nothing there. A bunch of people on the text line say Michael Malone would be a good head coach in Denver. I mean, in New York.
In New York, right.
I would submit Jim Larinaga. Why not let him take a little shot in the NBA? Why not coach L?
You know what? Who is this? Brian Flores. When you're curmudgeonous like Brian Flores was and like Tibbs is, it's probably a lot easier to fire those mean, angry dudes than a guy with some charismatic energy to him.
I would agree with that. I would agree. Because I don't
Tibbs
think
always
that,
looks mad.
Yeah, Tibbs, I can't imagine he's walking around the facility or the offices, you know, glad handing and slapping people on the back and whatever. But again, just performance wise, it's the best season they've had in the longest. I'm shocked by it. I'm not saying that there couldn't be an upgrade, but I am shocked when I saw that news.
I'll tell you, I'm very cheap and not, gift giving, but for my kids. Teachers on Teacher Appreciation Week, they all get a $40 gift card to Starbucks. Because you just got to be, you be nice to people, they'll be nice to you. I don't think Tibbs is giving out Starbucks gift cards.
Probably not. And I would imagine he doesn't even enjoy people who would go to Starbucks. He is black coffee out of a styrofoam cup kind of guy.
I make it at home. You have a Keurig? No. Old school.
Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. George Richards is going to join us this hour from FloridaHockeyNow.com. We'll get you ready for Panthers and Oilers tomorrow. We will do that all week long. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
It is Stanley Cup Final Media Day. The Oilers took the ice earlier. The Florida Panthers will be next. And I'm sure we'll get plenty of video out of Edmonton Rogers Center, right? That's the name of the arena.
Yeah, I'm going to put on NHL Network right now.
Yeah, I've got it up here in the studio.
Anything doing?
No, just videos of a bunch of massive white dudes that play for Edmonton. Nothing.
We walk past Edmonton. We walk past Edmonton. Hawk and myself this season, maybe. They are some. All hockey dudes are way bigger than I ever thought they were, but Edmonton got some studs.
I remember we walked by them last year. They were doing the. They were playing like keep up with the soccer ball.
That was last year. Okay. Yeah. I remember we walked past Edmonton one time and I was like, these are some long, big, thick humans.
What channel is that on DirecTV, Solana? NHL Network?
No idea.
I thought you remembered all the channels from when you had DirecTV. You yelled at me last week.
Never watched NHL Network. I mean, Panthers.
Yeah, this is the guy who invented the Bobby chant. Okay.
What channel, Jimmy?
215.
I found it. Yeah.
What'd you go? Alphabetical order there, Hawk?
I did. I 100% did.
I know NBA TV is 220 on DirecTV.
No, nobody asked.
I got U-verse.
Okay.
I don't think you do, because I think U-verse is DirecTV now.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do they still have the, because they're both AT&T. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it is anymore. I think they, didn't they split that agreement up? DirecTV took AT&T, all the properties of.
Well, AT&T owns DirecTV and UVerse.
Oh.
I got a bundle. Like my cell phone, my kids' cell phones.
That's fantastic.
My refrigerator, dishwasher, everything's in this bundle.
Here's your local notes. NBA Finals, by the way, do begin on Thursday. Local notes. We'll start with the Miami Dolphins. Chop Robinson was in the orange jersey today at Dolphins OTAs.
They're interviewing Stuart Skinner right now, Oilers goalie.
Interview the second best on the ice? Why would you do that?
If you're still waiting a Jalen Ramsey update, well, keep waiting for the trade tweet, because today Mike McDaniel said, quote, zero has changed from his end when it comes to Jalen Ramsey trade talks.
I'm keeping an eye, by the way, on this NHL Media Day on NHL Network, because I'm looking for Cugno or Will Manso or Donovan Campbell or Giselle. You know, they're all going to be walking around there. And if I see one of them, I'll text them immediately and try to make them do funny things behind the person who's being interviewed.
Sounds good. I laugh.
In fact, let me text Cugno right now and tell him I'm watching Stuart Skinner. Can you go run up behind him?
Find him. I laugh, Hawk, because you said it earlier, where like the reports will come out, Jalen Ramsey wants a trade, Jonnu Smith wants more money. They ask Mike McDaniel, oh, no, I love the guy. Yeah, no, I'd love him on the team. Like, Mike, you there's no lockstep with the reports and what you say. You want everybody. I guarantee you'd love to have Patrick Mahomes, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I told Cugno, go walk up behind Stuart Skinner and wave. Let's see if anything transpires here.
I don't have a TV in my office.
Get a better bundle.
I need a better bundle.
Cugno says that's old. That happened like an hour ago.
This is on tape delay?
I don't know. I thought it was live starting at 3. Unless this is like an edited show by NHL Network.
Nah. Cugno's running from the responsibility.
Yeah, I just texted him, you ruin everything.
You know, Local 10 hired a new sportscaster. So you have Clay, you have Will Manso, and they hired Casey Hintz.
Yes.
She today posted... their new sportscaster. She today posted, I think she's in Edmonton. Yeah, she is. With an iced latte from Tim Hortons. Little Timmy Hortons, actually.
We love Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I told Cugno, you ruin everything. He said, I'm the sheriff of the fun police.
Hawk, you think Cugno's going to eat one of these chicken snack wraps from McDonald's? Because
not if they're fried. If they don't have the grilled ones, he was super excited when I texted it to him this morning. But, yeah, he's not going to get a fried one. No chance.
They have grilled ones.
They did have ones. I think this re-release now, I think it's only fried.
Yeah,
but they still have grilled chicken sandwiches, so all you do is cut the patty in half. McDonald's doesn't have grilled chicken?
I don't know. Their grilled chicken sandwich. I love McDonald's. Their grilled chicken sandwich was terrible.
Yeah.
Tasted synthetic. There were veins and tendons in it.
With no seasoning on it.
That too.
It's just not even that much healthier if you really think about it. Because
oh, Jesus. It's a lot of grilled chicken.
It's
not healthier than fried chicken.
No, but see, I realize, yes, grilled chicken is healthier than fried chicken. Absolutely, there's no
even
doubt.
Even that's up for debate, to be quite honest, because it's really dependent on genetics. No, I mean, I'm being honest. Some people will digest fried chicken as easily and metabolize fried chicken as easily as others will do so with grilled chicken.
Crowder, I'm not co-signing that statement. I am not co-signing whatever statement Hawk just made.
Okay, I can bros unite.
No, but Crowder, no joke, no joke. In the snack wraps and in the chicken sandwiches at McDonald's, they put sauce in there, whether it's mayo, whether it's like their cilantro, whatever. It's all mayo based. So like you're saving what, 150 calories from the grilled chicken being grilled or them frying it? Literally, it's like 100 calories. It's not that much healthier. If you get it completely plain, then 100%. You're saving a ton of calories. But if you're getting all the sauce and stuff in there anyways, you might as well get it fried and live a little, brother.
Two buns. Both with mayonnaise, both with lettuce. That's how they come. One fried, one grilled.
Yeah.
There's 100 calorie difference. I don't
Six
you're
to one,
making
half
this
a dozen
up
to another.
Son.
I don't even know if there's 100 calorie difference. I'm not even lying to you.
You're breading something, dumping it into grease, or you're grilling, and as it grills, the fat is now dripping out of it, any fat it has. It's delicious fried.
All that, I don't know. Even all that stuff.
You do know.
No, I don't know. Hey, listen, half of these chicken sandwiches, I listen to RFK, half these chicken sandwiches give you measles.
I'll eat it fried if I'm going to get measles if it's grilled. I'll take the measles.
You drink double mayo on everything, by the way.
Oof.
I love mayo, too. Oh, that's my white side coming out, though.
Swim in mayo. Good God, it's so good.
Man, I make a bacon taco with a piece of bread toasted, cover the toast in mayo, and then put bacon in between it. Goodness gracious.
I can't have mayo in the house. I like mayo. Like, if a sandwich comes with mayo, I'll eat it. No problem. I can't watch mayo being taken out of, like, a jar of mayo and then being applied to a sandwich. It just makes me physically ill.
Mm.
Like, you'll throw up?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll gag. If I watch mayo being taken out of the jar... And like being actually squeezed out of a packet and being put onto a sandwich.
Yes. Oh my God. Sometimes I'll squeeze some mayo onto the sandwich, and then I'll just squeeze more onto the kitchen counter just because I like the way that it looks when it's coming out of the bottle.
Is it a white condiment that you don't like? What's the problem with mayo?
How do you feel about cream cheese?
Oh, I love cream trees. Love cream trees.
Cream trees? Yeah, you have cream trees at your house?
Love cream
cheese. Give me a seed to a cream tree.
So what do you have? You got a mango tree and a cream tree? Happy anniversary, Solana. Solana celebrating 6 years as executive producer on this show today. Yeah. Should we give him our surprise?
Yes, we could do it now.
Let's wait till the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What is it? Just a tub of mayo?
Hey, Jimmy, real quick, go run out and get a tub of mayo. Bring it back. Hurry. You have till 4 o'clock.
What is mayo?
Like,
that's a hell of a question.
Fat, isn't it?
Eggs. It's eggs. I know there's eggs in it somewhere.
It can't be eggs because I don't eat eggs. Today's National Egg Day.
Is it?
I love eggs.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is mayonnaise?
Yeah, because like ketchup, for example, is tomatoes.
Oil, egg yolks, and an acidic ingredient like vinegar or lemon. It's an emulsion, meaning two liquids, oil and water, are combined and dispersed using an emulsifier like egg yolks. Salt, sugar, and flavorings are also common additions.
I love it.
Emulsify is such a great word.
That makes my mouth water.
Let's have DBJ do that this year. Just give the AI overview of mayonnaise during a series. You know, Joe, mayonnaise is primarily made from oil, egg yolks, and an acidic ingredient like vinegar or lemon juice. That'd be funny.
Joe wouldn't enjoy it.
I wrote it down. List the AI answer of the ingredients of mayo.
Perfect.
All right. A couple other notes here just to wrap up headlines. Shout out to the Hurricanes baseball team who yesterday won a must-win game. They beat Southern Miss at Southern Miss. And they move on to the Super Regional. They're going to play Louisville this weekend. 3-game series for a chance to go to Omaha.
All right.
You guys see, we don't have too much time to talk about it, but you saw Bobby Marks from ESPN, what he expects Tyler Hero to sign, the extension.
No.
3-year, $149.7 million extension. It's what he's... expecting.
3-year, $149 million?
Yes. So essentially,
about $50 million a season for Tyler Hero. Wow.
$50 million a season.
God bless him.
Is that top? No, because guys are making 60 something now, right? Stefan them?
Yeah.
They're going to. Like, those contracts kick in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, he's a 2. 3, easy 3, probably a 2, but yeah, they're making 70. He should make 50.
Just to
free market.
To give you an idea, next year, Steph Curry will make 59, These are the highest paid players next year. 59. Steph Curry. Damian Lillard will make 58. Anthony Davis, 57. Giannis, 57. Embiid, 55. The Joker, 55. Durant, 54. Jimmy Butler and Tatum, 54. Bradley Beal, that's your top 10 at 53. Devin Booker, 53. Karl Anthony Towns, 53. Whatever. Jamal Murray, Kawhi Leonard, Donovan Mitchell, Zach
Karl
LaVine,
Anthony Towns?
Evan Mobley.
that one stopped you and Bradley Beal didn't? Like, what are you doing there? Karl Anthony Towns was playing 2 days ago. What was Bradley Beal doing?
Spending money somewhere, probably. Like $53 million a year.
Bro, some of the money in the NBA is stupid, man.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
The 50th highest paid player in the NBA is Chris Middleton, and he makes $35 million next year.
You know, it's wild because I don't know what the lowest paid player in the NBA would make. And I'm not talking about like a Mac McClung on a 1 week contract or a 10-day contract or something. I'm talking about like a salaried guy. Because back in your day in the NFL, and certainly back in your dad's day, Crowder, there was a disparity where there really were guys that were making basic wages. I shouldn't say basic, but, you know, like a normal livable wage versus mega ultra millionaires. And nowadays, in the NBA specifically,
yeah,
everyone is making millions.
I know. Like, I don't know the league minimum in the league, but like you're saying, those 10-day contracts, you're talking about solid contract players.
Actual contract players who, you know.
When I know the minimum now is like 8-10 for Liam Eikenberg's backup. He's making $800,000 a year. My dad, when he went to Tampa, got to $100,000, and it was like that was crazy for somebody to make $100,000. Leroy Selman was the first Buccaneer ever to make $1 million for the Buccaneers. My league minimum when I came in the league was $237,000. That was my rookie contract, was $237,000.
Right.
Now,
when you got, but back in the day, he's
just playing seventh rounders and making $800,000.
But even that, like $237,000, there were guys making whatever, $18 million. Like the disparity, you know, between. And again, there's a huge difference, obviously. I don't know if an NBA bottom-of-the-bench player makes $2 million, $3 million a year. But if it's $3 million, like, that's still crazy money. It ain't $65 million a year, but it's still crazy money.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, the minimum in the NBA just depends how many years you've been in the league. So if you're a 10-year vet, you're making the vet minimum, which is a much higher salary than a rookie on a minimum deal, but it, you know, $1.5 million, $1.2 million, that's probably like the lowest an NBA player on contract is making.
Well, you got to fix your internet, brother.
Me and Ronnie both. Ronnie was.
All right, let's.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's do weather, though, because we got to go to break anyways. Your weather from the DeVesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It continues to just rain everywhere, so drive safely. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's covered the Panthers for many years. You can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. You should follow George on Twitter as well for a little Panthers coverage during the Stanley Cup final at George Richards on Twitter. So I'll ask you the first question, and I know we've talked about it leading up, but we've got the rematch starting tomorrow, Panthers and Oilers. So how do the two teams match up against each other, and what kind of series are you expecting?
Well, hi, guys. They met. I mean, hey, last year it went to seven, right? I mean, and it was a 2-1 game in game seven. So it should be a very tight series. Edmonton's got the home ice this time around. So Florida had to fly up there for game one. We'll see how that treated them. But listen, Edmonton got better defensively. Florida looks like they got a little bit better offensively. I think it's going to come down to the goalies. It's going to be Stuart Skinner and Sergei Bobrovsky again. And, whichever goalie does the job is going to end up getting the win here.
Is it going to get nasty, George? Because we need to stay out of the penalty box. We don't want to have, they have numbers on us and all that stuff, the power plays. But do we have to work that edge, as we've always seen, and that's what they got to do, is work the edge without going to the penalty box?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, for sure. I mean, that's always the case, though, with Florida, right? Because Florida does play on the edge. Florida, plays that tough forechecking. They like to hit you. I mean, Florida leads the playoffs in hits. But Edmonton knows that's how Florida plays. So, they're going to react. They're going to have, they're going to be ready for that. But, yeah, special teams is big because Edmonton's got one of the best power plays. We seem to say that every playoff, though, right? Every series, X, Y, and Z, their power play is lights out, and Florida seems to find a way to stop them. But Edmonton with Draisaitl and McDavid is just a little bit of a different animal. I mean, those guys know how to score, and especially when they've got that man advantage. So staying out of the penalty box, yeah, Channing, your point, is going to be key for Florida. No stupid stuff. The refs have been really blown. You saw it in the last round. The stuff that comes after the whistle, they're starting to tighten up on. So Florida's going to have to be careful with some of the stuff they like to do.
Who's someone that's going to need to have a great series other than someone we already know? Sasha Barkov, obviously, one of them have a great series. Sergei Bobrovsky. But who's someone, and it's been, pretty well divided amongst the entire four lines, really, the playoffs. But is there someone where you say, hey, this guy needs to have a spectacular Stanley Cup final for them to win it again?
I'm thinking Bobrovsky, but that's the obvious one, right? He's the goalie. He's going to be the guy that he'll get the glory. If Florida wins the cup, he'll be the Conn Smythe winner almost assuredly, just because that's how that works usually with the goalies. I think that Florida, it's just tough to pick one player because this team is such the sum of its parts. I would look at the top four. The top four defensemen have to have big series. They've got to be able to shut down these offensive lines from Edmonton. Florida's gotten scoring up and down its lineup. They've gotten so much from everybody that it's hard to pick. Like we were asked the other day about a Conn Smythe. I think we talked about it. There's 10 guys on that list for Florida, right, that are MVPs. I mean, you've got Sam Bennett. Nobody talks about him. He's got like 10 goals in the playoffs. There's so many guys out there that have just been leading this team one way or another. To pick out one guy, I don't know that I can. Edmonton, it's got to be Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid's got to have a huge series for Edmonton to win this thing. Florida, man, if Evan Rodriguez gets hot again, you know, boy, Florida's got a good chance. So it's just a different setup here.
Is it possible to shut down Connor McDavid? Because I remember last year, Draisaitl had a really slow start to the series, and you know, I was calling him a bum, and then in the next three games of the series, I was reminded why he's not a bum. But is it possible, like, and it can't just be one player, I realize that, GR, but yeah, as a unit, is it possible to shut down Connor McDavid even in a game, one game, where he can't do anything because whether it's scheme, whether it's, you know, being more aggressive, whatever the case may be, this Panthers depth is able to neutralize him?
Yeah, Florida was able to do it the first three games of last year. McDavid and Draisaitl really didn't do anything until game four, and then they, you know, kind of awoke and ended up winning those final three games. Florida's going to throw everything they've got at those two guys. Draisaitl is an exceptional goal scorer. Edmonton doesn't have Zach Hyman. That's a big loss for them. He's a terrific player. He's going to be a big loss for Edmonton. But, yeah, you've got to watch Draisaitl. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Aaron Ekblad and Gus Forsling on him. You're going to see Florida's top line on him. But you've got to worry about McDavid, too. So, you know, it's going to take a whole bunch of them to do it.
And, George, to that point, like, should we be more defensive focused? Should we, you know, not press? Like you say, we have more offensive players. We have, you know, goal scorers more than last year when we played them in the finals. But should we be more defensive focused to get those 2-1 games, 3-1 games, and not try to go 6 or 7?
Yeah, Florida'd love that, right? I mean, that's where Game 7 was. It was 2-1, and Edmonton didn't touch the puck for the final minute. Florida would love to play that game. That's where they excel. When they get into the track meet, that's where Edmonton has got the advantage, and we saw that in Game 4 when they put up 8 goals on Florida. Edmonton can score in bunches, and they can take over games, as we saw in Game 4 and Game 6. They just were able to, you know, pounce and take over a game very quickly. So Florida, listen, this is their third trip to the final. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what Edmonton's trying to do. They're going to try and clamp down and play a defensive game. They're going to try and get into the front of the net and get some greasy goals against Stuart Skinner, and they're going to collapse in front of Sergei Bobrovsky to kind of keep things clear his way. So Florida's going to try the defense. It may not work because, you know, if Edmonton gets rolling, sometimes you just can't stop it.
I was going to say, you kind of hit on it. Can we dictate that where we, you know, we're not, you know, it's less people on the offensive side. Can you dictate the type of game that you want to play schematically?
You can to a point. If you can try and keep them outside, shooting outside shots so Bob can see things a little bit more clearly, if you can stick to the middle of the ice, you can kind of dictate a little more things. You can definitely stay up and keep them from getting on that rush game they like. Florida has had a problem with the odd man rushes throughout the season, and we even saw it a couple times in that Carolina series where they were able to get loose and come unfettered into the offensive zone and go one-on-one with Bobrovsky. You do not want to do that with Edmonton. And Florida's going to do everything it can to keep that from happening. But sometimes, man, things just happen. You get a bad line, and all of a sudden the game's different. Now you're chasing it. Now you can't dictate. When you've got a 1-2-0 lead, yes, you can dictate that style because you're clamping down. If you're down 1-0, 2-2-1, whatever, you're chasing, and then all of a sudden that advantage you've got is gone.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. What did you have at Flanagan's today for lunch?
Oh, that's right. I forgot I told you about that. I had the chicken Philly. Blackened.
Oh, it's a good
one. It was delicious.
Is that your go-to at Flanagan's? Because you go to Flanagan's a lot. Everybody loves Flanagan's. Is that your go-to?
Yeah, I was in the mood for the chicken Philly today. Yeah, it's not my go-to, but it's in the top five, sure.
What's the go-to?
I got like five. I've got a whole bunch of things.
Well, give me a couple give me a couple that are in the George Richards rotation.
The grilled tuna sandwich, the pasta salad, the wings, the burger. What else? The ribs.
Pasta salad, though, huh?
Pasta salad? I like the pasta salad, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever noticed that on the menu.
All right, try the pasta Caesar. It's half Caesar salad, half pasta salad. You get a little
really
on top of that.
That sounds delicious.
Delicious.
There's a pasta Caesar?
Pasta Caesar at Flanagan's is deluxe.
Wow.
George, I don't lie. I don't even push back on these topics.
Grilled tuna on there, and you're good. You're hitting it, baby.
George, the dolphin fingers, man. That got to be in the top five.
Rockin' rib rolls, George.
Yeah. I can't think of everything. I mean, yeah, my top five has 20 things in it. Yeah. Dolphin fingers, absolutely. The rib rolls, absolutely.
All right. Just checking. I'm gonna try that pasta Caesar though.
It's in that top 20 of top fives. Yeah.
That sounds good. You like mayo or no? Or no mayo?
No mayo. No.
No mayo.
Doesn't need on a chicken Philly.
No, on anything. Not on a chicken Philly. Like on anything. Are you a mayo guy?
No, not really. No. Mm. It's okay. I'm not like anti mayo, but yeah, I usually don't add it. Yeah.
Right.
I've seen people dip French fries in mayo, and I think that's weird. But
I love French fries in vinegar, right?
Mm.
That's the British fish and chip thing when you get the malt, not white vinegar, not apple cider vinegar, but the malt vinegar.
Correct.
Yeah, good.
Yes, malt vinegar. I'm very European. I'm very classy. I've got an advanced palate.
Yeah.
No, I have an advanced palate, Crowder.
You don't.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. No, people know that about
you. You eat box mac and cheese.
Right. What's your point? I'll snort that powdered cheese with the best of them, man. You line that thing up. I got a party.
Get out the credit card. Here comes Hawk.
Credit card in the mirror. That guy's got some mac and cheese powder, doesn't he?
Woo! Kraft is up to date.
We'll see you, George.
See you later. Have a good one, guys.
George Richards, yes, FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website, or you can follow him on Twitter at George Richards or at GR if Solana was giving him his Twitter handle.
Solana, stop 4 o'clock.
I know it's ridiculous. It's terrible.
I think he likes it actually.
4 o'clock hours coming up. We have a surprise for Alejandro Solana, and we're going to play some of Solana's best moments on the show as well. We're going to celebrate his sixth anniversary with some of his best moments. I vote for A Lot While. That's the one that I want to hear. There's a lot of them, but I just love A Lot While. But we'll get into it in the 4 o'clock.
Chocolate cake's a classic.
Chocolate
I'm not going to lie.
Classic, yeah.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.